With oral exams in seminary, it was often fascinating to watch other people go through because they usually let you do that. The exams were open, the door was open, you could listen to your classmates go in. And so I was prepared for a liturgy exam. I was the third one in line. And I'm waiting outside and the first individual goes in, and I don't know where he's from, but the professor asks him a question. And this professor had given us the structure of the exam ahead of time. He said, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to ask you about one of these four documents, and I'm going to ask you about this, and blah, blah, blah. So he begins with the first question, which is about one of those four documents we were told we would be asked about. And the student says, what? He says, please tell me about this document. What document? Please tell me about this document. I don't know what that is. Get out. Just kicked him out of the exam right away. He's like, I told you over and over again, this was going to be on the test. And he was furious. Then he calls the second student in who was from Germany. And I don't know what they said, but it sounded angry. So I was third in line, like, this is going to be bad. This professor has already had one terrible experience. I don't know what happened in the second one, but it didn't sound good. I'm up next. But I wasn't. He made me wait and called the first guy back in to give him a second chance. He says, tell me about this document. I don't know what that is. Professor screams at him for about 5 minutes, kicks him out again. He calls me in, and he says, good morning, how are you today? I don't know what was wrong with that professor, but he had mood swings like I have never seen before. He went from yelling at the last guy to being very cheerful to see me. But the guy that went first, he knew he had an exam, right? You know this is coming. This is school. You're going to be tested at some point. And the professor told you all that was going to be on it. And yet he didn't focus on any of that. He got the time of his exam right, but not the content. What's going to be more important? You need to know the material that you're going to be tested on. And Jesus is basically giving us the same lesson in today's gospel. He reminds people, this is coming. There will be a day when there will not be one stone left upon another that will not be thrown down. And they ask the wrong question. When? What good does when do you? Absolutely nothing. And Jesus' answer doesn't do us any good either. There will be wars and famines and plagues and fighting and... Well, when is that? I don't know. There have been wars and famines and plagues all throughout history. He's trying to tell us we're asking the wrong question. When is not the question we need to ask? But what do I need to do? What is the material that Jesus is going to test me on? Not when is that test going to happen. And he says it will lead to your giving testimony, to witness to him. He says, by your perseverance, you will secure your life. You will be tested on your faithfulness and fidelity to me, to witnessing to the faith and love of God. That's going to be the material on the test for every single one of us whenever our time comes, whether it's at the moment of our death, whether it's at the second coming of Christ. We will all need to be faithful. And that perseverance and fidelity to Christ is something we can and should and must practice now. It doesn't matter when the test comes if we don't have the material down. I'm notorious for procrastinating when it comes to studying for a test, but it's always a bad idea. Don't do that, kids. Don't be like me in that regard. The earlier you can prepare, actually absorb the material, know what you're talking about, the better off you will be. And isn't that true of our faith lives as well? We like to put certain things off, certain sins that are hard to give up, or, you know, I'll go to confession before I die and that'll be good and I'll go straight to heaven. But how do you know when that test is going to come? Why put it off? Why find yourself caught off guard when you get there? Make those changes now. Don't wait and risk missing out. Turn back to Christ now. Cleanse ourselves of our sins. be faithful to Him in the small things day in and day out, so that when it comes, whenever it comes, we will be ready. Because we already are doing all that is required of us. We're witnessing to Christ now. We're following His teachings. We're prepared for whenever the professor starts to ask us the questions, because we know the material. We've built up that relationship with Jesus Christ, and it will just be like another day of us being faithful to what we have been called to do all along. Brothers and sisters, Jesus doesn't say these things to make us afraid, to worry about the end of times. He's given us the answer to the test now. Prepare yourself. Not with your defense beforehand, but are we able to give testimony to Jesus Christ without knowing Him? No. He's inviting us to come and know Him now, to be faithful to Him here and now, to change our lives before the test comes, so that we're not just hoping that, you know, a priest is nearby when we have a heart attack, because that's all we got left. No. Jesus is giving us the answers, brothers and sisters. Let's learn them. Let us practice them. Let us persevere in growing in holiness and coming to know the love of our God more and more each day. It's more important than knowing when the test is, what's going to be on it. And so let's focus on that. We don't need to listen to the Mayan calendar running out or Y2K or any of these other conspiracy theories about when Jesus Christ will come again. That doesn't matter. The question is, are you ready?